And as you turn in there, let me remind you that Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17 tells us that the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. And so just a simple thought here. We're going to read verse 13 for sure here in a moment, chapter 1. So the Word of God is the active force of God, the Holy Spirit. And so we see that chapter 5, verse 17. So we are filled with the Spirit through the sword of the Spirit, the Word. And so just a simple thought through in the middle of the week here, I wanted us to think about, because I think sometimes we might struggle with our faith if we don't understand this. I think some brethren, or even those who haven't obeyed the gospel, they're waiting for a nudge from the Holy Spirit. But brethren do it too. Well, I'll be more faithful when, or if, or whatever. They're waiting for this nebulous nudge from the Holy Spirit. Someone's, you know, waiting to obey the gospel until they have a feeling, an emotion, right? They're waiting to be moved by the Holy Spirit. But if we think about it, you know, places like Ephesians 5, verse 17, right, we're moved by the Holy Spirit through the Word. You have to remember, Romans 2:11, God is not partial. He's not going to give you a nudge with the Holy Spirit and not me. Right? He's not going to move you with the feeling that you might think is the Holy Spirit pushing you in a direction and then not somebody else. Our God is not partial. And for him to remain impartial, right, he's given us his Word. Right? So we can all open up the Word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it's the mind of God revealed to mankind. So my encouragement to you is, if you're waiting for something, you know, waiting for, you know, a certain thing maybe to happen in your life, to become more faithful or to obey the gospel, remember this right here. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And that, you know, fits in with many other passages like Acts 2 and verse 38. Repent and be baptized, right, for the removal of your sins. You're going to be given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so in that sense, yes, God's people have the Holy Spirit, but when we read about it, it's mainly in the sense of he looks at you different now, right? And of course, Holy Spirit translates our prayers for us, helps us in that, Romans chapter 8. But it begins with reading his word, believing his word, and responding to his word. That's how we're moved by the Holy Spirit. And so just something to think about, verse 17 here real quick, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Right, so wisdom's the application of knowledge, right? And so he's saying that. And the revelation of knowledge concerning him, and then he says in the next verse, that your eyes may be enlightened, right? So we can see what we need to see concerning our relationship with the Lord, and that's how we're moved by the Holy Spirit. So the plea is, if you're here this evening, you've never obeyed the gospel, right? If you understand it, if you can read, you understand what the Bible says, you got a sin problem. Jesus is the answer to that sin problem. John 8 and verse 24. You need to do something about it. He's the only answer, right? You need to have a responsive faith. You know, believe, repenting, confessing, reenact his death, burial, the resurrection, and water. That's the plea for you. Don't wait for something to move you, but rather be convicted of your sin and see the answer. And if you've done that, maybe you've fallen away, maybe you're weak in the faith, whatever, you've been putting it off, and you say, I want to start over, right? And I want to be reconciled to God, or I just need strength. Let us help you with that. So if you have a need, let somebody know, please, as we stand.
Would you be free from the